I hope you find the message today to be spiritually uplifting and to fill you throughout the week. May God bless you as you listen to His Word.
From 1 Corinthians 13, if I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You've probably heard that scripture before. In fact, if you've never gone to church on a regular basis, you have heard that scripture multiple times in your life, because if you've ever gone to a wedding, it typically is in a wedding service, and it is appropriate scripture for a bride and a groom as they're making googly eyes at each other on the altar, and people in the crowd are kind of getting misty and so forth, and the preacher reads this scripture, and it's beautiful, beautiful language, some of the prettiest language written. And it's appropriate to remember these things during a marriage. But it was for another bride that this language was written. It was for the church, the bride to Christ. And it was particularly the church at Corinth. And this church, like our church today, like many churches, was a great church. But it had some problems. It had some issues. And they were struggling with some things, and that is what precedes this chapter on love. The chapter before, they're talking about spiritual gifts, and it seems that some in the church of Corinth had taken these spiritual gifts and had kind of a prideful nature about them, and it was becoming something that was dividing the church, as some could say, well, I speak in tongues. Others would say, well, I prophesy. Well, I do this. And they were taking these spiritual gifts, and they were ripping the church apart. And so Paul puts it in perspective, and he says in chapter 12, he writes about the church being one body, and that no part of that body is any more important than the other part, and that all gifts are to be used for the glory of God and for that body. And then he writes a better way, a love supreme, chapter 13. And he starts out and he talks about these spiritual gifts. And he says, if I speak in tongues. And again, the Corinthians, it seemed like, particularly valued three gifts. Speaking in tongues, the gift of prophecy, and the gift of a great faith. And he starts out by saying, if I speak in tongues but have not love, I'm a clanging gong, resounding gong, a clanging cymbal. Well, that was to compare it to what pagan worship was, because a lot of times they banged around and made a lot of noise to call upon the gods and so forth. And so the gift of speaking in tongues was nothing without love. And the gift of prophecy, if you knew everything, if things were revealed to you, and you had a great faith, a faith that could move mountains, if you exercise that without love, Paul says, you're nothing. And even those things that we do, that we think about, even giving everything we possess to the poor and turning our body over to hardship or to the flames, what these are, pietistic acts, and even great giving and great piety, gain nothing without love. So Paul is saying here, it's not just important the things you do. He's not saying any of those things are not important. But motive is important. And that motive has to be love. And it starts with love. And then he defines in the next section that love, that agape, God-given love, and what that is. It's patient. It's kind. Doesn't envy. It doesn't boast. Those are things, and when I examine sometimes, you know, I think, I love my wife, I love my kids, I love my friends, my family, my church. Am I always patient? Always kind? It's a good thing to examine. It's a good thing for church. And he goes on and says, you know, that love is not rude. Love is not self-seeking. You know, there are a lot of people that do things in this church that are not self-seeking. They do it behind the scenes without being noticed. They're not boastful about it. That's love. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil. But what did I say? Love keeps no record of wrongs. Think about that. I set Wes up earlier. I told him to tell that Tammy and I weren't there at the meeting yesterday. And so just to use him as an example. He knew it. He played along. We tend to think about what others aren't doing or what others have done in the past. A perfect love keeps no record of that. You know, there's talk in the Psalms about God remembering our sins no more. Remembering our sins. There's talk about love covering a multitude of sins. Think about that. How do we act? How do we react? Love always, always protects. It trusts. It hopes. It perseveres. Listen to this. Love never fails. If we're failing at something, we need to examine why. Love never fails. Then Paul talks about these other things, these gifts and things, and he says, you know what? One day, prophecy will pass away. Knowledge will pass away. All these other things are fleeting. They're necessary now for the church. But one day, faith, which is the belief in something unseen, will pass away because we will have full knowledge. One day, hope, that joyful expectancy, will pass away because it will be fulfilled. And what is left? It's love. When everything else passes away, what is left is love. The whole message of the gospel is summed up in love. The great commandments, think about it. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And Jesus said, and love your neighbor as yourself. Everything else, faith, hope, important, but love is supreme. What does Jesus say about when he's teaching his disciples, his final words and so forth are, love one another as I have loved you. And then they'll know you're disciples. They're my disciples. That's what we're called to do. When we're called to evangelize or anything else, it's to live this love, this perfect love, because it is what remains. And as John sums it up so beautifully, God is love. Thanks be to God.
We're glad that you joined us today for this special message, and we pray that you will join us again next week as God's Word is brought to you.